Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Reports from Gaza say more Palestinians desperately seeking aid near distribution points have come under fire from Israeli troops at two different locations on Sunday. Hospitals in Gaza say at least 27 Palestinians were killed. Hugo Bashega reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinians, desperate for help, were gathered at a site of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, run by American contractors and protected by the Israeli military near Rafah in southern Gaza. Reports say, as people advanced, Israeli soldiers with machine guns opened fire on them. Crowds had also gathered near another distribution point in central Gaza. There too, people came under fire. Aid should be handed out fairly, this man says. It shouldn't be done like this, by lying and killing people. The Israeli military has been approached for comment.
Arab nations have condemned a visit to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem by Israel's far-right National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir. Jordan called it an unacceptable provocation. Saudi Arabia said it would undermine peace efforts in the region. The Palestinian Authority said the visit crossed all red lines. Mr. Ben-Gvir said he prayed at Al-Aqsa, a violation of a long-standing arrangement covering the site, which is known to Jews as the Temple Mount. A boat carrying more than 150 migrants has sunk off Yemen's southern coast, killing at least 54 people. Many others are missing. Reports say the migrants were Ethiopian and the boat capsized in bad weather. Here's to Meskin Debesai.
Yemeni security forces say they're conducting a major operation to recover the bodies of Ethiopian migrants who drowned off the coast of Abyan while attempting to enter the country illegally. Numerous bodies have been found along beaches, with others still feared missing at sea. Despite ongoing conflict, Yemen remains a key route for migrants seeking work in Gulf states such as Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The UN's International Organization for Migration reports tens of thousands remain stranded in Yemen, often facing abuse and exploitation.
Officials in Chile say they have now recovered the body of the fifth and final missing miner who had been trapped underground in a copper mine since an earthquake struck on Thursday. Rescuers had launched a desperate operation to try to reach the trapped workers after underground tunnels collapsed at the El Teniente mine. This miner expressed his grief.
We have colleagues and friends who died, and obviously many feelings come to you. The truth is that working in mining is risky. We all know how exposed we are.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC. Iran has established a defence council to coordinate military planning following the war with Israel in June. It'll be led by the president and include top ministers and generals. Iranian officials have admitted they were taken by surprise when Israel launched its attacks, which mainly targeted military and nuclear sites. Dozens of scientists and commanders were killed. Thousands of Boeing workers in the US aerospace giant's defence sector are due to begin strike action on Monday after rejecting a revised proposal for new contracts. Around 3,200 employees at facilities in Missouri and Illinois are expected to walk out. A vaccine for gonorrhea is being rolled out in sexual health clinics across England, the first time anywhere in the world that a routine vaccination is being offered for the disease. The country's National Health Service predicts the jabs could potentially save more than $10 million over the next decade. Josh Parry reports.
Cases in the UK of the sexually transmitted infection gonorrhea have more than doubled in the last decade, with more than 70,000 reported in 2024. NHS England predicts the rollout of the vaccine, which was originally designed to prevent meningitis, could prevent as many as 40% of cases. Gonorrhea infections disproportionately affect men who have sex with men, meaning this group will be offered the vaccination first. Sexual health campaigners who lobbied for the vaccine to be introduced said the move was a huge win for sexual health.
Officials in Mexico say seven inmates are now known to have died during unrest that erupted at a prison in Veracruz state on Saturday. The violence reportedly broke out when a group of prisoners rebelled against a criminal gang operating in the prison that had been threatening and extorting other inmates. Security forces managed to regain control of the facility on Sunday and extinguish a number of fires. BBC News.